One of my favorite translations of this 53rd verse of the Tao Te Ching was written in 1944 by Witter Bynner. He expresses it perfectly. Quote, "See how fine the palaces, and see how poor the farms, how bare the peasants' granaries, while gentry wear embroideries, hiding sharpened arms. And the more they have, the more they seize. How can there be such men as these, who never hunger, never thirst, yet eat and drink until they burst?" Unquote. You can see that these conditions still do exist today. Whole continents of people experience starvation, while a few in positions of power live in opulence and grandeur. Weapons of destruction receive funding, while millions live in poverty. Leaders sit down to overflowing plenitude, while the masses scrounge around for ways to feed their families and heat their homes. We have a long way to go before traversing that smooth and straight way of the Tao, for we still take devious paths and see the all-too-painful results of this choice every day. But I didn't write these words to try to change the world in one fell swoop. Rather, I'm doing so to encourage you to change the way you see your world. If you make that modification, others will gravitate toward living honorably as well. When enough of us do this, we'll reach a critical mass that will eliminate the boasting of thieves after a looting. Begin by seeing yourself as the environment, rather than as an organism within it. I've even coined a word to describe when life forms are whole rather than separate. Environ organisms. Understand that you can't survive apart from what it seems isn't part of you, for you absolutely are the air, the water, the plants, the animals, and everyone else on this planet. Change your worldview to one that completely understands that when anyone else is starving or living in poverty, so are you. See yourself in all others, and you'll find the compassion, the love, and the willingness that replaces your belief in your uniqueness and differentness. Lao Tzu was obviously distressed by the conditions of hard-heartedness and indifference that he observed in ancient China, so he appealed to all to live honorably through the emulation of the Tao, rather than from the ego perspective of separateness. And now, he asks you to change the way you look at the blatant imbalances in your world, noting how your world changes to align with the Tao when you begin to live honorably. Here are his suggestions which you can apply to your life today. Make compassion the essential foundation of your personal philosophy. Feeling guilty about what you've amassed or wallowing in sadness over the plight of the starving won't change things, but making compassion the essential foundation of your philosophy will. This is one of the most significant ways of initiating the growth of a critical mass. As that mass grows, kind hearts and actions will realign our planet. Like-minded leaders will emerge, and gross inconsistencies will be reduced and eventually eliminated. Mother Teresa was an outstanding example of how one person's way of seeing the world can change the world itself. "In each person I see," she said, "I see the face of Christ in one of his more distressing disguises." Walk in the great way by doing charity work or supporting candidates for public office who embody compassionate action. And vow to make a difference on a daily basis throughout your life, which might be as simple as refusing to join in denouncing others or categorizing them as evil or defective. After all, so many of the wars that currently rage on our planet today are rooted in religious hatred that perpetuates the imbalances pointed out in this verse of the Tao Te Ching. In the following excerpt from the Quran, the great prophet Muhammad tells the followers of Islam to practice compassionate action. You can use his teaching to make a daily difference during your own life. Quote, "Behave beneficently toward the neighbor that is a kinsman and the neighbor that is a stranger and the companion by your side. He who behaves ill toward his neighbor is not a believer, nor can ever be one. One who eats his fill while his neighbor is hungry by his side is not a believer." Unquote. Do the Tao now. Make a daily practice of opening your heart in compassion when you see someone less fortunate than yourself. Give him or her a silent blessing rather than a thought of scorn, ridicule, blame, or indifference. Do the same when you learn how many of, quote, them, unquote, were killed in any skirmish. Rather than rejoicing about the dead enemies, say a silent prayer of love and compassion. Live honorably. It just takes a little sense. The 54th verse of the Tao Te Ching, quote, "Whoever is planted in the Tao will not be rooted up. Whoever embraces the Tao will not slip away. Generations honor generations endlessly. Cultivated in the self, virtue is realized. Cultivated in the family, virtue overflows. Cultivated in the community, virtue increases. Cultivated in the state, virtue abounds. The Tao is everywhere. It has become everything. To truly see it as it is. In a person, see it as a person. In a family, see it as a family. In a country, see it as a country. In the world, see it as the world. How do I know this is true? By looking inside myself. Unquote. Living as if your life makes a difference. In this verse of the Tao Te Ching, you're invited to see your role in the transformation of the planet. Instead of perceiving yourself as one insignificant individual among billions of people, you're urged to see yourself as the Tao itself. We are the world is everybody's theme song. You do make a difference. When you live with the joyful awareness that you potentially have an infinite effect on the universe, you'll radiate Tao consciousness. You'll be like a wave of energy that illuminates a room. Everyone will see the light and become affected. Those who are unaware of their Tao nature will notice the difference, and those who were aware, by not living as if their lives mattered, will be attracted and begin changing. So recognize and live your life as part of the Great Way, and help bring balance into the world. In this 54th passage, Lao Tzu is advising you to see your divinity and revel in your magnificence. Know that in the silent space within you, where the Tao animates every breath and every thought, your life truly makes a difference. The following is what he advises in the language of the 21st century. First, choose an area to concentrate on making a difference. Don't entertain doubt about your impact on the world. Instead, develop a vision for Earth and convince yourself that you are perfectly capable of contributing to this vision, whether it's grandiose or tiny. See a world without hatred, disrespect, or violence, where the environment is respected and cared for, and where cancer, AIDS, starvation, child abuse, weapons of all kinds, or any other detrimental or demeaning scenarios disappear. The anthropologist Margaret Mead addressed this idea in the following observation, quote, "Never doubt," she said, "that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has," unquote.